previously on the Arktos Chronicles.
Meddlesome, loathsome sapiens ought not to have interfered with my exploits.
We're going to blast the goodness of this Christmas Eve day into that blasted winter darkness, and soon we'll all be riding high once more.
If I find Maxine further harried and damaged by you, ice cave prisons will be the least of your worries. Nicholas, return to Tina. You must minister to her wounds. She does not comprehend all that was carried out in heavenly places this night. They will need their bishop. Love them, Nicholas. Comfort them.
And now the Arktos Chronicles, Episode 2.
My name is Inspector Paulie Drum, but you all can just call me Bob. I worked on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It was Friday, and I was in the office. A knock came at the door, scared my secretary so bad she bit my lips. Sheesh. At the door stood one of those freaks wearing a dark hood and a robe. One of them end of the world types, I guess. He says to me, and I'll never forget it, because the sound of this guy's voice was like, I don't know, he just gave me the creeps. And that takes some doing, I can tell ya. So there was no way I was missing what this guy was saying. Michelangelo Thunder. Why, says I, this guy in radio or something? The freak says, he is in radio. Okay, says I, what do you want? And bathrobe guy says, follow him. And I'm like, a job's a job, right? Am I right? Of course I'm right. So, there's a reason I'm telling you all about this thing. Because that was the winter of 1970, and it's been a heck of a long road.
Good afternoon, Tina. Mike Thunder filling in for the recovering Blake Easy. Keep those cards and flowers coming, if you know what I mean. Pulling a double shift for the best little town in Arktos, so I'll have to come up with some extra goodies to share with you all. Say, did I ever tell the tale of how I came to Arktos on our little town of Tina?
Sure.
Well, let me think on that one, my friends. It's not a tale for the Arctic dark. Let's see about getting the lights on first.
Yes! Yes!
Well, if it's sunshine you all want, you need to look no further than our own weatherman, Mr. Schimmel.
I'm shimmeling, Mikey Thunder. The only thing to say about this Arktos dark is that it's great for candlelight, my friend. With Valentine's Day coming up, there's a special little lady I was thinking of asking out to candlelight dinner.
Weatherman Schimmel, you're married.
That's right, Mikey, to Mrs. Schimmel. She's the sunlight of my life, yeah!
Ah, Mr. Schimmel, you are quite the romantic.
Ah, Mikey. Any woman, let alone this perfect woman, willing to keep me around all these years, well, you'd cut off an ear and send it to your brother, Theo, if you catch my meaning.
I sure don't, Mr. Schimmel, but I'll keep smiling anyway. And spin that new song by our local boys, the Sled Dogs, right after this commercial message.
This is Blake Easy with Spank You Very Much Records, inviting you to the righteous release of 2021, The Best of the Sled Dog. Are you feeling the love, Arktos? How about you, oh little Tina town? Our very own Sled Dog boys are back in town with this splendiferous new vinyl-only release. Who could forget? I love the glow of yellow snow.
I love the glow of yellow snow, but that's not my kind of treat. I love the glow of yellow snow, but give me something else to eat.
Or date night at the malt shop, listening to Mama's Parfum Smells Good on You.
Like Mama, you dye your hair all blue. Mama's perfume.
Or how about that one song they play nonstop at the spa facility? Knights in White Padding.
Knights in
white padding. Knights in white padding. Knights in white padding. Knights in white padding.
Oh, Trigger! Trigger! Snowflake season!
Come on in and get warm, y'all, or I'll charge extra for the heat. What do y'all have?
Good morning, Patron 2.
Good morning, Patron 1. I had a splendid time last night at McCoy's pub.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, Patron 2. But did you hear the scuttlebutt concerning innkeeper Sean's daughter, Tilly?
You mean that there may be something going on between her and that boy across the ancient road?
Boy, Patron 2? That boy is the son of Sean, golly's chief rival. Young Ivan is the son of Pavel. Pavel's in Pavel.
Well, because most of us can't say his Russian name.
Well said, Patron 2. Well said.
Hello, everybody. You are not yourself tonight, Pavel, my comrade.
Нет, Yukon. I am not. I am hearing rumors that my son, Ivan, that he is in love.
На здоровье! It is nearly Valentine's Day, da?
In love with Tilly, Sean the innkeeper's daughter.
God forbid!
Ha ha, Pavel. It is not good for a man to be alone.
No, Yukon, it is not. And that is why we Russians have Ruski dusha.
Russian soul! Garlic!
Thanks God!
Onion!
Thanks God!
Our comrades, everybody knows, each Russian has a tale of woe. Yet we are strong and somehow persevere. My reindeer is once more lame. My wife must pull the cart again. How is it we don't give in to our fears? Sasha says, I have potato. Misha says, well, I have barrel. Latter's coming soon. We have fermenting fortitude. An attitude of yes, we can. A somewhat less than sober plan. A positively solid attitude. Absolute comrade, столичная моя. Smirnoff is the very blood is in these people's veins. Absolute comrade, столичная моя. It's enough to ease us through our pains.
Nostrovia, Pavel!
To Father Vadim and the smells and bells of our Orthodox holy tradition. Son! Ivan! Son! Ah, wait.
Yes, Father.
Ivan, my sonok, my son, come drink with us.
Yes, Father.
This was Child's Mr. Potato Head. This was Basin from underneath the bed. How is water coming for our pickled homemade brew? Is an attitude of yes, we can. A somewhat less than sober plan. A positively solid attitude. Absolute comrade, столичная моя. Smirnoff is everybody is in these people's veins. Absolute comrade, столичная моя. It's enough to us through our pains.
Absolute comrades, столичная моя.
Absolute!
Smirnoff is a very blood is in these people's veins. Absolute comrades, столичная моя. It's enough to ease us through our pains.
Thank you.
Director's notes, 1975. Young Mike Thunder, having failed to find solace for his soul in the Nashville market, painted his wagon and headed west to Los Angeles.
You can imagine my perplexity at the move out west. Nashville was nothing more than a replay of New York. The kid, Mickey Angelo, never stopped being sulky. He quickly found a new hole in the wall, and this time there were actually performers actually singing about tears and beers. Holy banana peels! I looked into a train ticket home. But tall, dark, scary, weird, and full of endless Franklins, he makes it clear that I should stick with the job. So I follows Mr. Tears and Beers to his next stop, Memphis, where I gots to tell ya, I loved me all that Elvis stuff. but not our Mr. Thunder. Sulk, sulk, sulk. I often thought, good heavens, man, just go take a long drive off a short pier. And when he headed to the California coast, that's what I hoped. I mean, that's what I suspected this mook may have been planning. But with all the big parties and his hobnobbing with these music scene freaks, he actually started to pick up for a bit.
Director's notes. The camera pans the interior of a swanky rock club. The biggest artists of the era gather to hear their contemporaries perform or to check out the new acts in town that are getting the most buzz. Young Mike Thunder surfs the crowd, exchanging brief words with any smile in his direction. Ultimately, he wearily resigns himself to a dark corner booth.
Hey, Mickey Thunder, mind if I sit down?
Hi, Jenny, sure. Sit. Oh, next to me. That's close.
Why you sit here all the time with no one else? I mean, you're dynamite on the radio. It's hard to imagine you unencumbered. I mean, you want to be encumbered, or should I leave?
I'm just not super social, Jenny, but I've always enjoyed being cumbered with you. You get me, I think.
Oh, I get you, Mickey. You're a lonely blue star, twinkling so differently than so many other heavenly bodies. It's easy to get missed amidst all the glamour. But Glitzy, that's not your thing, is it, Mickey? Ooh, that's me. Gotta sing Blue Star, but I'm gonna sing it just for you. Don't go away, okay?
I'll be right here, Jenny.
I was beside myself delighted. I thought, finally, the mook's in love and I can go back to NYC and have done with all this sad sack drama. But no, all of a sudden, I know it all sounds weirder than Skiditch, but the dim light over Mickey Angel turns to blue. Fat turns to blue. And this starlight, Jenny or whatever her real name is, she starts pouring out her blue heart to Mr. Thunder from the stage. And get this, he's not even paying attention. He's back talking to, you got it, nobody. Now about this time, I met one of these SoCal beach bums by the name of Joe. I calls him Average Joe, cause he's just all stinking American average, you know? I'm tired and I need to get some shut-eye. Average Joe here, he babysits the mook when I'm catching 50 or so winks. Plus, little Joe, he ain't like me, and he's definitely not like my employer, the bathrobe monk of Our Lady of Strange. At any rate, Sad Sack dear, he's talking to thin air again, and we knows what that means now. Off we go again, and oh boy, this just gets keeping better and better. Since he's run out of west, he starts heading north.
Good afternoon, Tina Towners, and welcome to the return of yours truly, Blake Easy, and the first 2021 edition of Delicate Music for the Delicate Mind. Today we feature the artistic endeavors of Walter Spinucci, and Walter knows that each and every one of us is indeed special. I mean, I'm special too, isn't that right, Tina? Isn't that why you sent me all those cards and flowers? If you know what I mean? Oh my! Oh my! Trigger! Trigger! Breathe! Breathe easily! Did I say easily? Of course I meant
easy. Oh, wait. Deep breaths. So right after this first lucrative commercial moment, we will listen to Walter Spinucci's Woke Up Little Queasy, a love song to his college-enrolled wife, Queasy.
Today's edition takes us to the ancient road, where that age-old story of romance crossing family traditions once again ignites drama.
So you're going to make a listen on the show.
I know. Do you think I'm daft, boys? Do you think I haven't the best interest of my daughter in mind?
Well, yes, Sean. Nobody's saying you don't, Sean, of course.
Speaking of my daughter, where is Tilly?
I think she's taking the trash out, Sean. She'd be lingering out there as her bonny self has been doing of late.
Outside the McCoy pub, young Tilly pauses at the dumpster, gazing longingly across the ancient road towards the tavern of Pavel Pavlovich. There she spies Ivan, the youthful and handsome Russian for whom her heart sings out.
We like potatoes, yes? Eat lots of cabbage soup.
Good day, Tina, and a blessed St. Valentine's Day to one and all. You know, it doesn't have to be all wine and roses or tears and beers or sad songs of unrequited romance. St. Valentine suffered for his beliefs, and that is something from which we all can take courage.
Yes.
You know, dear Tinatowners, we all come from somewhere, don't we? And perhaps someday we'll all sit around at Pavel's Tavern. And yes, Sean, then we'll pick it up and go across the ancient road to McCoy's Pub. But my point is this. Perhaps one day we will do all of that, but Arktos is a region steeped in the mystical. It could be that some of our previous stories remain as such mystical. Who knows? Too many hours spent at either Sean's or Pavel's, and the stories are liable to leak out. You know I love you all, Tina. And I love this song from that friend of Arktos, Jeff L. Bell and Ping.